We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:49. We begin a weekly segment to help us get through this different baseball season called Inside the Broadcast Booth as we visit with the Red Sox announcers you'll be hearing on our airwaves starting Friday night. And we start at the
top
with the Red Sox Hall of Fame announcer and native of Hamden, Connecticut, the great Joe Castiglione. Joe Castig, how are you?
Very good. Joe and Ray, great to be with you. We had a game last night, and it really felt good to be back in the saddle.
Oh, I bet it did. We were playing the highlights this morning. You sound in mid-season form
just as ever.
What kind of an adjustment was it looking out and not seeing anybody there? And you know, it's got to be a little bit different, even as professional and as great you as you are doing your job.
Yeah, it wasn't as strange, Joe, as I thought it would be. I think it'll be really different, though, when the team is on the road and we're sitting in an empty Fenway Park calling a game off the monitor. We'll feel that. The biggest difference, I think, is right after an exciting play happens. You know, you call the play, so you're concentrating on where the ball is, and you're not that aware of the crowd. But when the play ends, you don't hear that wild cheering that you usually do from a sellout crowd. They do pipe in crowd noise, which I think is effective. But it's not quite the same. But I found it to be not all that abnormal last night, except when you look and see the empty seats, because we're not used to that at Fenway. I guess that's the way it was in the early 1960s when the Red Sox had bad teams. But the other thing was watching the foul balls bounce around and no fans in the stands chasing them. You know, we're trying to figure out what seats they're under so we can go and scavenger hunt after the game, except we're not allowed in the stands.
Joe, when you look at what baseball has done and the protocols that they've put into place, you would hope that they're able to get this thing all the way through. But like everything has been for the last 4 months, that's the great unknown. We don't know. We don't know what it would take to cause a suspension of play. We don't know how much they can endure, correct?
Exactly. I mean, anything can happen. We didn't know. The last broadcast I did in spring training was March 9th, and who knew that 2 days later the season would come to a halt and spring training would end and be 132 days between exhibition games. So it's really the great unknown. I think players will be responsible. I think they feel the need for that. You hope there's not one or two that stray and cause issues. But I think that we can get through it if people are careful and cautious and follow the protocol.
Well, Joe, as I understand, speaking of protocols, you know, Major League Baseball put out it's almost a phone book of, you know, new rules, regulations, what you can do, what you can't do. You know, you make a play and you throw the ball around the horn. That ain't going to happen. A bunch of other stuff. It's going to be hard to keep track of all those, isn't it, Joe?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, no spitting. That's been a part of baseball for many years. Pitchers can't lick their fingers. They're supposed to carry a wet rag or a tissue-type substance in their back pocket. There are all kinds of different regulations. We noticed last night after a strikeout, the Toronto catcher cocking his arm to fire to third. That's not happening with the bases empty. So I think players are generally getting used to the situation because they've had the inter squad games, and now the Red Sox will have had two exhibition games after tonight in preparation for the opener. But it certainly will be different, and guys will not be able to feed off the crowd as many do, and people that have home field advantages like the Red Sox won't have that going for them. I mean, the Red Sox have always been built for Fenway Park and have the full houses, and that'll be a lot different. Everybody would be more like Tampa Bay with the empty seats.
That's why they said going to Florida won't be that big a deal if you play Tampa Bay and then Miami. Talking with the great Joe Castiglione on Inside the Broadcast Booth. Joe, how do you think the quality of play will be?
Well, I think you'll see a different style of baseball, Joe. You'll see more relievers used. I mean, we might have 16 pitchers, either 15 or 16, to start baseball Friday night with a 30-man roster. So I think you'll see much shorter starts by starters, and that's hard to fathom after they've been so short anyway with the openers and starters not going deep into games. You know, a lot of five-and-fly guys, as they like to say. So I think the bullpens will become more important, and that might help the Red Sox due to the lack of depth in their starting rotation. I think you'll see the offenses take off. Balls were flying last night. I don't know if the ball's juiced like it was last year. It may be. We'll have to wait to assess how that goes. But I think you'll see some high-scoring games, and bullpens will become even more critical.
As you mentioned, offenses might be ahead of the pitching before, and that obviously works in the Red Sox favor, because even with the loss of Mookie Betts, the Red Sox have an offense that should be able to produce runs top to bottom. I mean, maybe not as much production, obviously, at second base, but everywhere else. I mean, the Verdugo kid looks like he can play, and certainly you would think J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Rafi Devers, Benintendi, Moreland, Vasquez. That's still a pretty good lineup.
Oh, it is, Joe. They're going to score runs, and it's a well balanced attack. They have good team speed. Watch Verdugo, who we didn't see in spring training since he was coming off of surgery. Hit a routine ground to the right of second and beat it out for a hit last night. And he's a guy that puts the ball in play, struck out only 49 times last year with the Dodgers, which is great to see in today's baseball with all the Ks. So I think it's a versatile lineup with enough power. And there'll be a lot of 8-6 games like we had last night.
Long games. Last year, Matt Barnes had a real good year. Obviously, we know him from his days at UConn, but it seemed like he wore down a little bit during the season. I would think with a 60-game schedule, you would think that might not happen. But as you said, relievers are going to be at a premium, and Matt's proven to be a pretty good middle reliever.
He really has a good eighth-inning guy, seventh-inning guy, and maybe the late start will help him. He pitched so much last year that he gets a little break. And will be strong. He did give up a home run last night. He seemed to be working on his curveball. But there's no reason why Matt can't do what he did last year, where he averaged something like 16 Ks per nine. He's got a devastating curveball and, of course, a live fastball. And we'll see how they use him. I think they'll be cautious, and he probably won't go more than one inning. Of course, that's pretty much the standard today for late-inning relievers. But I think Matt can bounce back and have another outstanding year.
All right.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Now that your buddy O'Brien and all the TV guys are stuck back at Nesson, are you going to jump into the bigger booth? Give you some social distance?
I have my own booth.
Oh, you do?
I'm in the visiting TV booth.
Okay.
And I'm in there last night by myself. Sometimes we'll have our young intern statistician sitting behind me. And Will Fleming was in the big booth, and he'll be joined there by Sean McDonough for the Friday game, the opener, and Lou Merlone. So, you know, they're protecting the old guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not old. You're just up in age. Nobody would ever consider you yet. How much are you going to miss traveling? Because I know you're somebody from reading your book. When you're out on the road, when you would travel, you wouldn't just sit in the hotel room and watch Young and Restless. You'd be out finding things in town. Are you going to miss that at all?
I will. No question about it. I'll miss the cities, friends in cities that we've made over the years. And the biggest thing we'll miss is the social aspect of baseball. I mean, we're not allowed on the field. We will have no face-to-face contact with Red Sox players or even the manager. We'll have a microphone set up in his office for our pregame show, which we'll do remotely from our broadcast booth. And I think we'll miss that. You get so many good stories, not necessarily earth-shattering stories, but personal interest stories by your relationships with players and the constant contact we have, especially when on the road. And we won't have that this year, and that's what I will miss, I think, more than anything.
Well, we will look forward to Friday night when we hear back on our air for the 37th straight year, along with Will and Sean. Kostick, stay safe. It was great talking to you. We look forward to visiting with you on the morning show. Thanks, Joe.
It's always great to be with you on that Giant in Hartford. Thanks so much.
All right. Joe Castiglione, starting year 37. Grew up as a Yankee fan. As did Matt Barnes in Bethel. I have a funny Barnes story I can tell you.
Well, maybe later,
It was from kind of behind the scenes thing, so I can't really.
Sworn to secrecy.
It, yeah,
I got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.